Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, and a good morning to everybody out there, especially everybody joining us after the holiday yesterday, and Woody and Jamie back in today, listening to Family Day yesterday a little bit, and spending time with your families, and great to have you back with us if you're up early this morning, and getting set, man. One thing about these football games, they fire. Florida State, all of a sudden I'm watching a Florida State Friday night game against Virginia. Kind of get that early scouting report. And I know what you do, Canes fans. We all do that. How do we match up? How do we match up with Florida State? Does Florida State beat Virginia by 21 points? Does that happen? What's the spread on that game, Woody?
It was 6.5 last I looked. So about a touchdown, Joe.
Yeah. Thought it might be
going
more
on the road. The thing with Florida State, though, is like, do you know definitively how good they are?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Nope. I have no
idea. I don't know
how
great Alabama is.
Nope.
Well, this is not, this isn't Nick Saban's Alabama.
Well, Bama and Georgia play, so we'll get a little better idea.
Yeah.
And I hear people saying Georgia's not, this is not the same Georgia team.
I don't think a lot of these SEC teams, for some reason, by the way, I don't know why they're spending, obviously, a fortune on these teams, but
yeah,
none of those teams seem to me like they jump off the pages like, this is the best team.
Some people thought Oklahoma and Texas might be the best teams. The two
LSU's ranked the highest out of all of them now, right?
You drinking that Kool-Aid yet on them?
I'm not. I watched them play against Florida. Their offense stinks.
Their offense not very good, and even though
their coach is a Looney Tune.
Well, I don't care about him.
Guy melts down after they ask him about his offense.
Yeah, and then he does the apology a couple days later when somebody goes, nice. Hey, you know, it's a really bad look.
You kind of acted like a child there. Yeah, you're getting paid like $1 million a game.
Why is it we win? And you guys, by the way, it goes on for every school. Every school when you win. If there's something not right, somebody goes, hey, great win, coach. Carson Beck didn't play great, though, huh?
I mean, there's a legitimate questions, though. What did the offense put up in that game? 13 points?
Yeah.
A legitimate question.
You got 5 extra possessions in that game.
Yeah, right.
Here, take 5 more.
One of them was a touchdown.
Yeah,
a pick 6. I mean, take them. Yeah, these are legitimate questions, there, coach.
But some guys, by the way, Oklahoma State. So much for I'm a man.
Oh,
I'm 40.
That's tough.
Pick on me.
Yeah.
Boy, they didn't waste.
Zach got old, huh?
I didn't realize he lost so many games in a row. I mean, he was.
I also think. Schools don't want to hear about this, like, hey, we're not paying enough, this and that. You don't want to hear that crap.
I'm guessing that was a big one. It's
that,
funny you
to
said
me,
that.
Is like, you lose games, but I don't want to hear about, oh, we're not giving
us
enough.
When you make it a point, so it wasn't really so much that they're getting ready, Oklahoma State was getting ready to play Oregon. They knew what was going to happen. He's not a dummy. He looked, and he goes, uh-oh, my team, Oklahoma State's in big trouble when we play Oregon. So this is a good time to throw out, you know, we're not spending very much money like the rest of these guys. And it was like nobody cared, right? Because at one point, nobody spent more money than Oklahoma State. And the one man that they had there, what was it, Pickens or something, Pickens, or spending all that money building everything at the school.
Boone, G. Boone, Pickens
or
something.
Yeah, something like that. But hey, man, I don't know about you, but nobody wants to hear. And by the way, there better not be any of the power conference schools coming out saying, well, we just don't spend the money like everybody else, and maybe you should leave the conference because these are the rules, the way they're set up. They're not changing. They're not going backwards. They're only gonna, it's only going to get worse.
Just a lack of self-awareness, right? Like, you're getting paid so much as a coach, and you're going to complain that, like, they're not giving enough to the program.
Had under $7 million a year.
Yeah, so you give some of that back if you want.
Right. Yeah, you can throw a couple million in there. And
I'm sure he could live off of $2 or $3 million.
Well, nobody wants to hear it, and whatever it was.
That, to me, is just like a big slap in the face.
I think that turned the school. I think when you, like, you throw our business out there.
Yeah.
Well, you've never heard any of the schools in the power, any of the power conferences say, well, we're spending a lot of money, we better win, and they throw out a number. Now, we did hear Ohio State maybe say they had a, but didn't they say something at one point it was $26 million, and I don't know. It seems like they're the only school to really, and that was like a wake up, and then everybody went, wait a second, if Ohio State's spending that, what is everybody else spending, you know? It's like, well, you think Michigan's going to go, all right, you spend 26, we'll spend 10. No, of course they're going to go out and spend a lot of money.
They have it to spend, though, right?
I think all those schools. You see Virginia Tech right now. Virginia Tech just made this commitment to, hey, we realize we got to spend money. They even put the amount of money they're going to spend. So everybody that they're recruiting and everybody out there knows, hey, we're and alums, that we're committed and we're going. It's not going backwards, folks. And I think we're starting to get used to it.
You don't think a school like North Carolina, talk about ACC schools, North Carolina's going to be spending a fortune.
Yeah.
They bought an entire new football team. And you got all those fancy NFL coaches running around over there. They must be spending a fortune to go on the road and get
and the guy,
by UCF.
The guy that sponsors them, they're the Jordan Nike product. Michael Jordan went to North Carolina. You saw him up there for the opener, sitting up there. I'm guessing MJ's writing a pretty little check to them to be a Nike Jordan school. He didn't do that with everybody.
No.
And all those kids would love that. If you knew you were getting a Michael Jordan Nike.
Thing's cool.
Yeah, that's like, because now you're getting all those shoes.
Jordan stuff's cool. Kids like the Jordan stuff.
Yeah, but it would, listen, if there was one thing I'd like to know that's going, you know how sometimes we go, man, I wish I was in that meeting. I'd love to know.
You
want to
know what everyone's spending.
I'd love to know what everybody's spending. Yeah. And I don't mean just the schools. I mean the NIL money coming in. I'd like to know all the money everybody had to put every dime out there. There's really no limit on the outside on NIL.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, how would you even go about doing that? Like, a lot of that money is probably unaccounted for the most part, right?
So if I'm going to throw out a number right now, I am not surprised if we have school spending on their football by the school and, of course, the NIL money on the outside, separate money, unlimited, by the way, whatever you can raise and get. You know, you get it approved real quickly. You clean it up and make it look good. And the NCAA goes, it's good. Take it. I think we have schools spending $50 million plus a year on their football program.
Okay.
Not program, football program, $50 million. You start giving one guy, well, we know we got a quarterback making $6.5 million in Texas. That's come out, what he's making with everything he's doing. Now, a lot of that's not school. A lot of that, as I said, on the outside.
Every starter to school like Texas has to be in the seven figures, though, right?
Well, they can't all be seven figures.
You don't think so?
No. No, I can't. Okay. You can't do that. It's like NFL teams. Like, you really break down NFL teams, you got a lot of guys making towards the bottom.
You're
going
to find out that they are. I got to think, if you're a starter on a team like that, you got to be making close to $1 million.
They're probably spending, like I said, more than 10%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Percent of their money that's coming in is going to their quarterback, to Manning. I'm just doing the math here. You start doing, it's like, it's a little bit like the NFL, right? NFL spends a lot of money on the quarterback, and then you work your way down. You got to work around it.
You got to get guys to protect them.
Yeah.
Got to get guys to throw it to. Guys to run the ball.
So, to your point, though, I have no idea how many guys are making seven figures salaries on some of these top teams that
gotta
are spending
be
a lot of money. Listen, everybody's ripping Oregon right now, and I don't think it's fair because I think there's a lot of other schools right there, if not more. I think there's four or five schools in Texas that are spending right up there with. Would not be surprised if the make-believe numbers ever came out, we would find out that the Texas schools from SMU to A&M to Texas find out they spent a lot of money.
Well, at some point, you got to figure out what you know it's worth, right? Because you get these huge home games, right, that bring in a ton of money. You get these huge TV contracts. And if you go into the playoff, you make a little run, that's got to make it worth it.
But there's a limit. This new thing, there's $20 million you can spend on your sports program. That's why I'm saying all the money the cap, has to come from the outside. Well, I think they do follow that. I just think they can generate you get a bunch of rich guys at a school that have a lot of companies, and there's a lot of guys. You throw in a Stephen Ross in Michigan, and then I find out like there's a whole bunch of those guys. There's guys spend a lot of money.
I'm sure.
So They're not only stopping with sports, they got different med programs. They're involved in business.
That doesn't matter.
Business building and
yeah,
all the
football
other stuff.
Games.
Anyway, it would be interesting to see what everybody spent. Listen, it's professional football. We can stop with the other stuff and about amateur sports. It's not. Guys are making a lot of money. Hell, we got guys that aren't getting drafted go out. Not getting drafted where I thought, but I'm a good college player. I'm going to stick around another year. You can pay me one more year.
Well, there's one thing that really bothered me, and that we were talking about. Dude, we're doing pregame for the Gator game, right? And they're talking about if Florida loses this game, you know, there's still an opportunity to sit out the rest of the year and transfer, right? Because you get the four games.
Right.
I hate that rule, man. Like, you're going to leave because the team's not winning. You're looking bad,
Woody. It seems to me,
Joe, that's not a good thing.
Listen, man,
we've seen it a lot, especially in college basketball. I've seen it.
I would love to get back. Honestly, one thing the old school I like, you got 5 years to go for. We used to call it the red shirt year, which I had one, hated it, but 5 years. And
I don't know, man. They go out after game four, the guy's in a walking boot.
Yeah, but medical. Yeah, the medical thing. God, we got guys playing 6-7 years.
Yeah,
until they're 24, 25 years old.
Wouldn't you advise a kid that if you know they're probably not going to go pro, wouldn't you say, hey, milk this thing as long as you can?
I think we have guys do that, yes.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Guys do that. Well, if you're not playing where you are, I've always said the best move is to go to either a low-end power school or drop down. Drop down and build your value back up at a smaller school. FIU and FAU, perfect example.
I think you have a good idea, though, for the most part, if you're going pro, right? Or if you're going to milk this college thing and try to make enough money to last you a lifetime.
I think guys still want to get Woody. I think most guys still want to.
I got you.
It's always
there.
Make,
Joe, if you're like one of these basketball players, you make $2 or $3 million in your college career, you're set up for life, essentially.
No.
Most people won't make that in their lifetime.
I understand, but I'm telling you, most of those guys' goal is to play professionally.
I got you. But you know that's a very small percentage.
Yes,
guys,
but
that doesn't
stop guys when they're getting recruited going, my goal is to play for you for 3 years and 3 years and out. And then you realize that doesn't happen to that many guys. And if you try it after your third year, you're probably either going to get drafted in the sixth or seventh round or not drafted at all for a lot of guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.